From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah Republicans have selected Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox as their nominee for Utah governor. Cox will now face Democrat and University of Utah Law Professor Chris Peterson in the general election. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more on what to expect from the candidates over the next 4 months.
Utah hasn't elected a Democratic governor in 40 years, but Cox says he's not taking a win in November as a given. He says he'll focus the rest of his campaign largely on the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, our focus is going to continue to be on the health, the safety, the welfare, and the economy.
This year's Democratic candidate Chris Peterson says it's time to break up complete Republican control of the state. He says right now, to deal with the pandemic, Utah should be focusing on slowing the spread of the virus.
The first step is we've got to get the virus under control. And that means following the advice of scientific experts. It means washing our hands. It means wearing masks.
Peterson and Cox both say they also want to focus on increasing the state's education funding. Utah ranks last in the nation for per pupil spending. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Utah health officials reported 564 new cases of COVID-19 today. The rate of positive tests for new cases remains right around 7%, a sign that the curve is not flattening. Officials also reported 4 more deaths, making that 10 in the past 2 days. 3 of the 4 deaths announced today were men who lived in Salt Lake County. So far, nearly 383,000 people have been tested for the disease. The majority of Utahns say they think the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic is still ahead. That's according to a new poll from UtahPolicy.com and KUTV2 News. 53% of respondents say they think the worst of the pandemic is still ahead. 29% say the worst is behind us, and 18% say the worst is happening now. Responses largely fell along political party lines. More than 85% of strong Democratic voters say the worst is ahead, compared to just 23% of those who identify as strong Republicans. There's significant evidence that the novel coronavirus can spread through tiny particles that linger in the air. And now there's a free tool to measure those risks. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
It's called the COVID-19 Airborne Transmission Estimator. It's not very pretty and can be hard to use for those who aren't spreadsheet savvy, but it can help you identify where there's a high chance of viral spread, like if you're on a bus and people aren't wearing masks, versus if your choir is practicing outside instead of inside a church. Jose Luis Jimenez is with the University of Colorado Boulder, and he created the tool.
Maybe the most important is that people shouldn't be afraid. It's not like the virus has changed. We think the virus has been doing this all along. And knowing about it allows us to protect us better.
As a caveat, this tool only uses estimates of what we know so far, and you'll have to download an Excel version to use it. If you need help, Jimenez recommends reaching out to someone who's more comfortable with the format, and he asks that users please, please read the directions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill today that allows long-term care facilities, like nursing homes, to discharge residents who don't get tested for COVID-19 if a local health department requests it. The new law also requires health departments to create protocols to test people in long-term care facilities who are at high risk for contracting the virus, which means testing could become mandatory in some facilities. The law took effect immediately. The first 2 rounds of the federal Paycheck Protection Program are in the books, and numbers released from the U.S. Small Business Administration show that nearly 51,000 businesses in Utah received federal aid from the program. That comes to about $5.2 billion worth. The SBA also reported that as of the end of June, money from the program helped save about 800,000 jobs in the state. Most universities in Utah are planning to offer in-person classes this fall, but new rules from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement say if universities move to online-only classes, foreign students have to return to their home countries. Shadman Basir, the director of International Student Services at Dixie State University, says as of today, the rules won't impact the school, but there's still uncertainty.
What if there's a massive COVID increase and the state decides to go online? We need to have a backup plan for that.
If schools are forced to shut down, Basir says he hopes the state leans toward a hybrid model of online and in-person classes. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.